there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Oh, that rejoin always cracks me up. Peter Burns, Amber Wilson in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Do I have that nerdy voice that Buster and Max were doing? Shannon, I see. Hey.
You mean just naturally or when you're trying to put it on? I mean, you sounded like a nerd ball earlier when you were talking about video games. I got to be honest with you.
Well, listen.
Come up with a lot on today's show. 43-year-old Peter Burns.
It sounds so ridiculous when you make fun of my video game habit. Like, to me, I understand it. I grew up Atari, then Nintendo, then Super Nintendo, then Sega Genesis.
Full stop. When you say I grew up with Atari, that's kind of the barometer of maybe I shouldn't still be doing this thing. Like, that's...
Why? This is what I was brought up in doing.
I grew up with Atari. That's like the indication that you need to go lay your back on a heating pad and maybe put down... the controller.
I had one of those old man moments a couple of days ago where I went to go grab the toothbrush and I felt something pop in my back. Like when you pull a muscle doing like a chore that seems to be simple, that's when you officially hit the I'm too old for this blank.
And now,
that's
for the record, I'm not hating because you and I are not very far apart in age. So I'm not hating on it. I remember the Atari as well. I just don't partake in it. The technology has advanced too far beyond me.
Right,
I left my video game playing days behind.
You're missing out. You need to go get the old Super Nintendo. You can get like the emulator and you can play Super Mario World. You go out there to play a little GoldenEye on the N64. Like, I feel it. I feel for Kyler Murray today because, listen, I too love my video games. But the difference is I'm not paid $160 million and this whole thing has been a disaster.
Would you give up Fortnite with Marcus Spears? Because we've learned that both of you play Fortnite until the wee hours of the morning.
Every night.
If ESPN came to you, said 160 guaranteed. Would you give it up? Never play Fortnite again, though.
Whoa, you could never
touch it again.
$160?
$160 million. You couldn't be within 10 feet of Fortnite at any given time.
Bro, I would give up. I wouldn't even look at a video game. I would not even say.
Have a restraining order
right,
on Fortnite,
for $160 million.
Because I don't have any trust in Peter Burns being able to stay away from it without a restraining order.
Now you're starting to sound like my wife. Like, my wife said, hey, I got we can continue this relationship. You're going to have to give up video games and tag-alongs. There's going to be tough conversations to be had in the Burns household. Oh, yeah. I polished off a whole box yesterday. I'm proud of it, too.
Tag-alongs!
I'm going full video game and dad bod. I'm just a disaster of a human being, Amber. You've known this when you host with me. I'm like, what the Arizona Cardinals are as an organization... that's me as a human being. And that's why I got so fired up about this, because I'm like, this is a dumb mistake that I normally would make.
I had to look up tag-alongs again, because I forgot which ones
the peanut butter with chocolate.
The Girl Scout cookies. That is a forgotten Girl Scout cookie.
Here are the Girl Scout cookie rankings right off the bat, okay?
Yeah.
It goes, number one, tag-alongs.
No.
Number two, frozen tag-alongs.
No.
Number three, lukewarm tag-alongs. And number four... Do-si-dos. That's it.
Do-si-dos?
Yes.
That's not even on my list of Mount Rushmore Girl Scout cookies. Tagalongs and Do-si-dos? What are we doing? Frozen Thin Mints. That's where the list is.
Listen, any time that you have to freeze the cookie itself, if you have to do something else to the cookie to make it edible, it's not on a top five list. But
it's edible both ways. What is the one that's round with the hole in the middle with the coconut on top and the sagamores or something? That's also on my list.
At Amber W Sports, at Peter Burns ESPN, your hot Girl Scout cookie takes right here. These rankings brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technology Advisor today. You can get that done. All right. So how about this? I joked around about the Kyler Murray situation, but it's about studying film. But there should have been some film that Kyler Murray studied, and it had nothing to do with the game. The film that he should have studied is Lamar Jackson in his press conference this week. That's the film that Kyler needed to study. Because remember, all these anonymous quotes, Amber, came out about, I don't care if he's got 12 MVPs. He's not my QB1, right? We're in the anonymous quote season of the offseason.
There's anonymous quotes everywhere right now in the NFL.
So it got some traction. It was talked about that. It was talked about. Lamar Jackson, he had his little presser at training camp, which, by the way, he showed up for. Listen to what he said about it.
I mean, I guess this is what comes with it. You know, when you're trying to be great, you know, you're trying to work your tail off, it's going to be negativity. But, you know, they hated Jesus, and I'm not Jesus, so I don't really worry about it.
So Lamar Jackson says it, you know, makes a joke out of it. He doesn't get defensive about it.
Cool.
He's like, listen, I'm not. Yeah, that's Lamar. And then in Kyler, that's the film that he needed to study, because had Kyler come out there and took the same exact deal and made fun of it and just kind of brushed it off, we're not having this conversation over and over again about
not the same
Kyler
situation.
Murray. It is the same situation.
It's not the same situation. This is why. When ESPN had that top 10 quarterbacks list as we go into this 22-23 season, where they pooled the votes of scouts and executives and a bunch of people across the NFL, right? Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson doesn't end up on the top 10 list. It was hugely controversial because all of us on the airwaves here, we're talking about, of course, Lamar Jackson's a top 10 quarterback. He has an MVP on his resume. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? Kyler Murray wasn't on that list. Ain't none of us were out here saying that. And that's the difference. Lamar Jackson has proven so much more to us. Yes, Lamar doesn't have the Super Bowl, but he's got the MVP. Most of us believe in Lamar Jackson. Most everybody discusses Lamar Jackson as being an elite quarterback. Mm-hmm. And yet nobody, or hardly anybody, gives that Kyler Murray that kind of respect. And so because of that, it's just a different way. It's a different luxury that Lamar has in dealing with the media. That it's just a point that Kyler hasn't gotten to yet.
Well, but he's paid like it. And that, and therein lies the issue, that if I'm Lamar Jackson and I'm that confident and I do have an MVP behind me, I sit there and go, I want, if 160, if you're going to give a guy $160 million guaranteed, okay, in Kyler Murray, but and you don't feel confident enough that you got to put an addendum in his contract to play video games, then I know what that does for me. That sets the market a lot closer to this Deshaun Watson guaranteed $230 million deal than it does Kyler Murray. Because I'm sitting there going, it ain't close. It's night and day. I got skins on the wall. What are you worried about me doing, right? What are you worried about me that you're going to put in this addendum? Absolutely nothing. The thing that you're worried is that I might actually be too competitive, that I might take the ball out and try to make plays right now, not make plays with the joystick. So,
well, there are some questions as it surrounds Lamar Jackson, if I'm playing devil's advocate, right? And I don't know, maybe that anonymous quote came from the Baltimore Ravens front office so that they can try not to pay Lamar Jackson. But we have seen, you know, Bernard Pollard, the former Raven, we saw him come after Lamar Jackson this offseason and say that top wide receivers don't want to go play with Lamar Jackson. We saw Hollywood Brown leave that situation with mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, even though he came out and he defended his former quarterback on Twitter. He did choose to also leave his former quarterback. There are questions there when it comes to that receiver room. And could there be any smoke there when there are the rumors that maybe the guys in the NFL don't really want to go play for him if they're a vet and they're a star at that position because of the way he plays, and maybe he's not going to spread the ball around. Your numbers aren't going to look the same if you're catching footballs from Lamar Jackson. There's always been the questions, I think unfairly, but there's always been the questions about Lamar Jackson's arm. Can he do it with his arm? Is his game going to age well because of the way mm-hmm. that he utilizes his legs? So it's not like there hasn't been any questions with Lamar Jackson, right? But if I'm Lamar, I'm not walking in and saying, hey, this is Kyler's $130 million guaranteed contract or the $230 overall that I want. I'm walking into that front office of the Baltimore Ravens and plopping down Deshaun Watson's $230 fully guaranteed every dollar of it contract and saying, let's talk about this one because I am an elite quarterback like Deshaun Watson. And oh, by the way, I didn't have at any point 25 pending civil actions against me for sexual Fair. Misconduct or sexual assault. And so that's where I'm starting if I'm Lamar Jackson. Now, I do think Deshaun Watson's the outlier. We did have the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, Steve Bisciotti, say that he hates that contract, and just because they gave it in Cleveland doesn't mean that he has to play that game in Baltimore. But that is the starting point in terms of negotiations if I'm Lamar. I'm trying for it.
By the way, and as you say that, Amber Wilson, Peter Burns in here for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, always presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm watching my Twitter feed to see if we ever get some Deshaun Watson news, because this is still shocking to me, right? That we're waiting for Deshaun's case to be decided. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong from a legal aspect of this, Amber, you're the lawyer. This is a situation where the judge already has the facts. They're not investigating anything more of anything that's come out. They're just sitting on it. I'm legitimately asking this like I'm a sports radio fan, and I'm driving in my car this morning asking the lawyer, like, what is happening with this right now?
Well, we're 4 weeks removed from that 3-day hearing. Then she had given Sue Robinson, the independent arbitrator, she had given them 2 weeks, I believe it was, to submit their post-hearing briefs. Both sides did that in this situation. So you're reviewing the briefs and you're taking your time and rendering an opinion that you want to be a well-written opinion, because Sue Robinson knows that, first of all, this sets a precedent, right? Because we've never seen her in this position before in this situation. So she knows immediately when she makes this ruling, she is setting a precedent moving forward on how she's going to handle these situations with other players. It will affect everything when it comes to the NFL and the NFLPA. But also, she knows what's coming next. And what's coming next is likely, if she finds a violation of the league's conduct policy, is an appeal. At that point, the other side could appeal. The NFL or the NFLPA could appeal, and most likely they're going to. And it's probably going to come from the Deshaun Watson and NFLPA side. They're going to appeal whatever her ruling. And then they may sue in federal court on top of that. We've seen that in situations like with the Tom Brady situation. That's not unheard of, that you go to federal court. Now, it's very hard to win there, and I can get into the legal minutiae of all of that, but she knows that ultimately, as a former judge herself, as a former federal judge in Sue Robinson, that at some point this could go to the review of a current federal judge in federal court. And so because of that, she's certainly taking her time. She's crossing her D's. She's dotting her I's. She's making sure that her decision is received as well, and based on as much information and evidence and the testimony, and makes as much sense as it can in her rendering that decision and that opinion. All of that being said, this is her only thing that she's doing right now, as far as I understand it. She's no longer a federal court judge. It's not like you've got a bunch of cases on your docket. This is it. This is what she's been working on for a month. As I understand it, she's got a team of lawyers under her, helping her work on this, review these things, render this decision. Only 4 of the women testified at this hearing, right? So it's not like you're going through all 25 women in terms of accusers, or up to 30 that we've heard might be out there in terms of the Texan settlements, and then she's having to decipher all of that testimony and review it all. It wasn't like that. It was a 3-day hearing. So even me understanding the gravity of the situation that she's in, I am surprised that we are a month out and that we don't have a decision. It does show that she doesn't give a darn about the NFL calendar, because now we're already in NFL training.
Well, it's a punishment before it actually turns into an official punishment, right? Because now you're sitting into a situation of limbo if you're the Cleveland Browns. You got to figure out, am I getting involved in this Jimmy Garoppolo deal? We don't know. If he's going to be gone for the year, do we feel like the team could be a contender? And all of a sudden, that changes 100% of the narrative. If he's out for the year, okay, well, let's go make a move for Garoppolo, because we can compete right here, right now, even if it's just a Band-Aid until Deshaun can get on the field. If it's 6 weeks, well, that changes the calculus of this. So, in theory, I know a lot of people want, and probably rightfully so, the Browns not to get and skate scot-free on this situation because of what they've done. Hell, I would say a lot of the owners in the NFL don't want to see Jimmy Haslam and the Browns get off at this point about having $230 million guaranteed, setting the market for a guy that has cases around him right now. So just by them being in the dark on all of this, in theory, is a punishment in itself. 888-SAY-ESPN is the phone number. Amber Wilson, Peter Burns in here for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. All right, we have been talking about the Kyler Murray thing, saying it's disrespectful. Dan is in Texas. Dan, thanks for joining us here on ESPN Radio. What's up?
How you doing, Mr. Pete?
Doing good, man.
I wanted to call and say I do agree with you, right? He should have been the bigger person, but we also have to understand that he's 24, right? maybe his maturity isn't there yet, like Lamar is. He should have been the bigger person. On the contract side, I think it feels a little micromanaging that you're trying to tell a QB on a result, because the NFL is a result-based profession, right? Mm. You care about the numbers. I don't care if he throws 5 interceptions, as long as he throws 8 touchdowns and he wins the game, right? So trying to micromanage somebody on how their process works, I don't think it's going to – it looks bad on both sides. That's where I would go with that. But I do agree with you that he should have been the bigger person.
Dan, thank you for that phone call. And again, this is part of kind of just this vague part of the Cardinals organization that makes me question, you know, how successful can they be? And the only reason why I say that is when I started growing up and getting into professional sports and covering for a living, Amber, I thought immediately when I started covering pro sports, from the outside looking in, it felt like everybody was at the absolute best of the best. At least the athletes were. But I thought the people in the front office, I thought the people behind the scenes, I thought the ownership, I thought the GMs, they were the smartest people in the room. And what I realized, they're not. They're people through, whether sometimes it's grifting, whether it's some time of nepotism, it's some type of whatever. There are really bad organizations, okay? And this only goes to show you that the Arizona Cardinals are one of those. There's one of reason why that they haven't won that Super Bowl title, right? One of the longest droughts that they've had in all of professional sports is because of moves like this and shooting themselves in their own foot. Again, none of this had to happen. None of it, Amber. And yet they did it to themselves. And then to have the audacity, right, to not only put that in, but then late last night, in a media dump, say, we've removed the language out of the contract, and we always had success. Oh, we were never worried about this about you, Kyler. Like, that makes them look even worse at this point.
Yeah, I had somebody write to me yesterday because I was talking about on air this homework clause for Kyler Murray, and I was saying from my legal perspective and my opinion as a lawyer, I don't think that this thing is enforceable, so what's the point? And a listener had written in, you know, Eric DaCosta is a former lawyer, and it's like, well, just because you have lawyers running things doesn't mean that they also think that it's actually enforceable. Like, the inclusion of that language, they may know isn't really worth the paper that it's written on, but they still feel a need to put it in there because you're trying to send a message to the player. Maybe they're not trying to send a message to the public at large, but maybe they're trying to send a message to the player himself and really driving this point home, even if you know it's not going to be enforceable. And what necessitated that need? And now it has us all talking, because now we all believe that the Cardinals have questions about Kyler Murray's work ethic. The way they handled this, though, it's completely botched, because you could have sent that message in another way where the word doesn't get out that this language is included in his contract. And now all of us on the outside, of course, every day are going to be questioning Kyler Murray's work ethic because they set that standard. Now they've removed that language, which leads me to believe that they knew all along that language wasn't very enforceable in a court of law and that it wasn't worth the paper that it was written on. So how did we get here to begin with? It's a completely botched situation. And yes, you're right. Just because people are in positions of power doesn't mean that they're always going to make the right decisions. I would say the Arizona Cardinals have proven that here when it comes to Kyler Murray's contract.
And I think ESPN radio executives have proven that by giving me a show today here with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So bad decision there. Marcus,
excellent
in Phoenix.
Decision having me here.
No, that is true. You're saving the show. Marcus in Phoenix, talk to me. What's up?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to say, what was the difference? You know, I remember back in the day, Brett Favre did the same thing, and they called him a gunslinger. I mean, he literally bragged about it. I don't believe that Kyler Murray does a study film or any of that. I mean, I'm just trying to understand the difference.
There is that around Brett Favre back when he played, right, where it's like he asked what a nickel defense was, apparently, reportedly back then. He was very open about his shortcomings in terms of the homework he did, not even with reading defenses and coverages. I mean, it's really hard, frankly, to conceive of in 2022. I think part of it, Peter, is that the game has changed so much, what quarterbacks are expected to understand, the intricacies of it all, how detailed the game is on both the defensive and offensive level. But then also, I think importantly, Kyler Murray ain't Brett Favre, right? I mean, if Tom Brady comes out and jokes about playing video games instead of watching the game film, we're like, all right, well, you're Tom Brady, who cares? You know, with Kyler Murray, it's a whole different conversation when you're talking about a 24-year-old quarterback that still has question marks.
The thing is, the caller wasn't wrong in that aspect of it. Why did we celebrate, hey, Brett Favre for being just he's just going to go up there and mix it up and just makes plays happen. But then at the same point for Kyler Murray, we're not. Now, the difference is, hey, was Brett Favre able to win a Super Bowl with it? Was Brett Favre able to do that and take them farther? Yes, over a long career. And again, I think in theory the Arizona Cardinals had the right idea. They want it to happen, but those are conversations you don't put into writing. Those are conversations you have with the guy that you trust to have the keys to your franchise. TJ,
Nobody cares if Kyler Murray is playing Fortnite with you and Marcus Spears until 1 in the morning if he goes out and wins a Super Bowl. Nobody cares. This entire conversation goes away.
That's it. TJ in New Hampshire, talk to me. What do you got, man?
I think they ought to be able to put that contract, that clause in every quarterback contract, whether it's Kyler Murphy or anybody else, because think of all the bust quarterbacks that had all the talent in the world that just seemed like they never got their head into the playbook. And I think it should be a no-brainer. And I do agree with you, though, that Kyler should be like, yeah, so what if this clause is in there? That's what I do.
TJ, thanks. I mean, there's the famous story about Jamarcus Russell, the urban legend, about gave him a DVD that had all the plays in it, and when it was actually a blank DVD, and when they asked Jamarcus Russell, hey, you know, what did you think of the plays? He's like, oh, I loved them. I saw them. I read it. Along the idea that, hey, when he showed up at LSU, he was just that gifted of an athlete. And Kyler even talked about that, Amber, that it was almost like a compliment that he's done this much without ever studying. Okay.
I think that's why he references size.
Right.
You know, like, I can't be one of these guys that just has the God-given ability. Look at my size. Like, I'm undersized. I couldn't just possibly be making it up out here. I think that's why he threw in that size reference.
But at some point, if you ever get, and this is just a human basic instinct, if you get really upset with something, normally it's because it's hit you a little part where it's true. Right? And normally it's peeled a scab off where you know you're a little sensitive. And the fact that Kyler Murray had to rip the media yesterday for it, despite the media is not the one who put it in his contract, shows that there is some truth to those statements. Peter Burns, Amber Wilson, Len, Ross, Eric, more of you guys on hold. We'll take from your phone calls. Also, Lewis Riddick, is he on his meds, off his meds? What he had to say about Trey Lance was mind-blowing. We'll talk about that next coming up on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
The recently signed extension of Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray includes a rare clause that requires him to study film for 4 hours per week during the season.
Obviously, there's language stipulated in this contract that proves that this dude is not in love with the process to be great.
This is another sign that this is a bad contract. When somebody is some way and you give them money, it makes them more what they are.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, always presented by Progressive Insurance. None of those three are here, but we're holding it down today. Amber Wilson, Peter Burns, 888-SAY-ESPN is the phone number. I'm so thankful there aren't those type of written contracts when you get married, Amber, because the things that my wife would have put in the like addendum when we got married would have just been incredible.
I had a written contract when I got married.
Well, yeah, but I feel like lawyers have the prenups.
Two lawyers getting married. You better believe that prenup is like 40 pages long, Peter Burns.
Come on. Are you serious? Who gets the baseball card collection in the Amber Wilson household?
Oh, yeah. You see the collection behind me, right?
I see it. How many Aaron Judge cards do you have?
I'm not disclosing this sort of information.
What?
As far as you know, none of these are worth anything.
Let's
be safe here on air.
Oh, okay. I got it. Wink, wink. 888-SAY-ESPN is the phone number. We've been talking a little bit about this Kyler Murray clause in the contract, which, miraculously, the Arizona Cardinals finally came to their senses and said, all right, we're removing this. But what do you make of this whole situation? Scott in Baltimore, thanks for joining Peter Burns and Amber Wilson here on KJM on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, bud.
What I find incomprehensible is that if you're a team and you need to put this kind of verbiage into a contract, can you explain to me why you're signing him to a 10-year deal? I mean, the logic escapes me. Obviously, you have some serious doubts, whether rightly or wrongly, about his work ethic. So you're going to reward that doubt with a 10-year deal? There's something wrong with the management of the company, of the organization.
Now, Scott, thank you for the phone call. It's not a 10-year deal, but what it is, it does ring true, is the fact of at some point, you know, if it's an issue, are you really going to sign this guy? But, Amber, that goes to show you that how many game-changing quarterbacks are there in the NFL? Mm-hmm. Six? Seven? You feel like are the number? I feel like that is a can you advance far with this team?
Well,
can you advance far with this quarterback? And I think Kyler Murray's on that list.
Here's the reality of it. It's not just where is Kyler Murray today in terms of the NFL. First of all, it's where you think he's going over the next 5 years, right? So that's certainly part of it. It's also where do you think you would go if you had to pivot if you didn't have Kyler Murray at the helm? We saw Josh Rosen not work out for them. They pivot immediately to Kyler Murray. You're going to be able to strike gold again like that? Kyler certainly has shown a lot of promise with that organization. If you believe in the talent, you believe the talent can continue to develop, then it's worth the investment. But then also, Peter, you have to keep in mind, this deal in 2022 looks one way. It looks different in 23 when more of that television money hits. It looks different in 24 once we get past that Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert contract as well, and whenever Lamar's comes down the pipe. Kyler Murray's deal may end up looking a bit like a bargain in a couple years, even though right now it looks pretty epic.
Eric in Mississippi, what's your epic phone call? Talk to me. Oh,
that
Eric, you had your chance.
Epic.
This
was
your moment.
Opposite of epic.
I set you up. It was a 2-0 fastball right down the gut, and you whiffed on it. Lynn in Connecticut. Welcome to KJM. What's up?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Just a few quick points. You know, first of all, I think it would be in his best interest to fully unlock his potential is to put in that extra time hitting the books because – you know, he has so much epic talent that he could really unlock it fully. He obviously has a great arm. He has great legs. He did suffer an injury. That should have been a wake-up call. He just has to look at Robert Griffin III. Great talent, great speed, world-class speed, in fact. And that cut his career short, unfortunately. It only takes one hit to knock you out of this game. It's a vicious game, in fact. You know, the fact that he has been fortunate to be able to hit his first option so many times, but what happens when that first or second option goes away? Mm-hmm. He's got to be able to hit those progressions on a consistent basis. If he doesn't hit the books, he's not going to be able to process it fast enough. The, you know, the game's moving too fast, but his mind's going to be moving too slow to keep up with the speed of the game. And that, in fact, is only going to get faster as the years move on in his career. You know, so again, go look at Tom Brady. Look at Peyton Manning. Manning built a whole study room right off, I believe it was his bedroom, that he would be up at all hours of the night studying film. So that's, you know, those are two great models to, you know, really structure his career by. You know, if he wants to be truly one of the greats, that's a great way to go by.
Lynn, thank you for the phone call. And what's interesting in, you know, Amber, I love golf. I absolutely love it. And I'll call PGA Championships here for ESPN. And I see occasionally there'll be PGA journeymen that play in tournaments. You know why? They do the really small things really well, putting and chipping. These are the guys that they're an incredible putter, and they'll stick around forever. And the guys like Brady, the guys like Manning, not only do they have the talent, but they put in that extra work. The only thing I think about with Kyler, because this could eventually actually, all this blow up in the long run could help him, because people will have that question, right? And that's that next... that's that next chip on the shoulder that maybe makes him take film study to the next level. But there are people that don't work well when they're thinking too much. And the only reason why I say that is, like, I know for a golfer, if all of a sudden I could do as much show prep as or study on my swing as I want, but unless the game is fluid to me, then I'm not going to play well if I'm thinking a million different things. Kyler, to his credit, has had that success by not overthinking too much, by just saying, hey, we're going to go put the pads on and go play a little football. So I am curious to see how he can mesh this new world of film study, which I think is still, you know, the amount of film study is going to be new to him, and how he plays on the field. And oh, by the way, remember, he might not have DeAndre Hopkins for the first 6 weeks of the season, who may be out because of that suspension. If that's the case, there's going to be even more pressure on
Kyler
Early.
Well, no film study is overcoming that. I don't know how much studying Kyler's done. What I do know is that Kyler told us that if he wasn't preparing at all, he certainly wouldn't be in this situation. We know Kyler has been phenomenal throughout his entire career. Yes, he hasn't done the winning yet in the NFL in the postseason and at the highest level, but certainly he has showed us talent in the NFL, and he did do the winning in college, and he did do the winning in high school, and you heard him all reference that in the impromptu press conference that he called yesterday, and that's why he felt the need to go through his accolades and to say, hey, at my size, if I was out here not studying, there's no chance that I would be sitting here in front of you as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And there's some legitimacy to that, Peter, because we hear with a lot of these superstar or star athletes or these guys that come in with all the hype around them, and Kyler certainly came in as the number one pick with all the hype around him. When that happens, like in the NBA with Ben Simmons, there are those rumors with Ben Simmons. He comes out, he's the best player in an entire country. He comes out as a number one pick, and you question the work ethic, right? Because you hear the rumors. With Kyler, he's trying to say, hey, I'm not one of those people that just has the God-given talent. I have had to put in work also. I'm undersized. You can't look at me and think this is easy for me. There has to have been some work put in here in order for me to even get to this place.
But then at the same point, the Cardinals needed to not have that in there as addendum. And even when he took the presser, he shouldn't have gone after the media. He should have gone after the Cardinals, or he should have diffused the whole entire situation. More of your phone calls, and also one of the greatest NIL deals I've ever seen in this wild, wild west of college athletics. Peter Burns, Amber Wilson, in for Kayshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Peter Burns, Amber Wilson here, KJM. I'm going to go completely different scenario or situation here, Amber Wilson. Are you a Pat or Geno's cheesesteak person life? Wait,
Who?
Have you never done this? Have you never done the cheesesteak situation? All right, guy, our Bristol crew right here, are you Pat or Geno's? What are we doing?
I know nothing about cheesesteak, clearly.
What? How do you not know anything about cheesesteak?
I didn't get a cheesesteak. I was in Philly once for an audition like 15 years ago at a television station. I was a vegetarian at the time.
They have vegetarian cheesesteaks, ma'am.
What? Come on. What is that? Like onions and peppers in a sandwich? That can't be good.
Salmon cheesesteaks.
That's like non-alcoholic beer. Why are we doing this? There's no... This has been like, man, I can't wait to have a beer. Give me one that does not have any kind of 5% alcohol in it. There's no way.
Since you don't frequent Philly that often, next time you go, I am telling you now, do not go to Pat's or Geno's for your cheesesteak.
But you know who I blame for that?
Who?
Boys to Men. 1,000%.
That's fair.
Because I grew up watching Motown Philly and everything. The first thing, they're in front of Geno's, and I'm just like, listen, I mean, if it's good enough for Boys to Men, I gotta grab a Geno's cheesesteak.
Now, is this like because that's the touristy thing?
Yeah,
so, like, if you're local, then you can't be seen at these places.
Yeah, that's very snobby. I think that's
good.
Philly snobby.
They're not good.
I feel like that's local Philly snobby.
No,
that's
trust
just
me.
You proving
trust
that
me.
You're legit Philly. You
trust
know?
Me, they're not good enough. You gotta go to Iskabibbles or Alessandro's.
That sounds made up.
Iskabibbles.
I swear, Iskabibbles sounds like a Disney Plus series
really
that my kids would love at like 2.5.
Is amazing.
Like the Iskabibbles are going to like save the world against.
Oh, my 3-year-old son would rock so hard with some Iskabibbles.
Yeah, 1 minute, but you guys, this is funny. You guys, this is real funny from you guys.
You want me to try salmon cheesesteak? What are we doing?
No,
here?
I want you to start at first base. And just get a cheesesteak from Iskabibbles and enjoy your time in the city.
Again, I blame Motown Philly. I blame the fact that they had, I mean, one of the coolest music videos of all time. When they do the little da-da-da-da-da, I mean, they're right in front.
I don't remember the cheesesteak reference, though.
Go watch the Motown Philly Boys to Men music video. That is your requirement. Stop worrying about the Kyler Murray, the Lamar Jackson, all of these contracts, DJ Metcalf getting paid. Go watch some Boys to Men.
Are they in front of one of these cheesecake establishments?
Motown Philly. Then go get a Nintendo 64 or a Super Mario or a Super
yeah, that was
Mario
before
World.
Nintendo 64, I think.
Yes. And then tag along cookies.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Let's start with Broderick in Alabama. Broderick, what do you have for us on Kyler?
Yes, ma'am.
Turn down your radio, Broderick, if you can, and then give us your take here on Kyler
my
Murray.
My bad. I'm looking at the TV and I forgot you was on the phone. My bad. Now what you said?
Roderick, you're the one who called us, my man. What do you got?
I'm so sorry about that. I was looking back at the show. Y'all pop back on TV.
They're right in front of Geno's cheesesteak. I'm just saying. I hate it when Philly people come in and they're like, yeah, you can't have a Pat or Geno's cheesesteak. Just relax. Peter Burns in for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Just relax just a little bit. It's a Friday. Okay?
It's like when music, when people say that you can't listen to the popular bands, or like if a band gets popular, they've sold out because you know people like them, so you have to be not liked to be cool.
Oh,
it's kind of like the same thing with the
very
tourist
hipster
establishment. Like when something goes touristy, which means that everybody likes it, that people are quite literally traveling from all over the country to go there.
Then the locals are like, no, they don't know.
We know. This is this exclusive club over here that knows about this other establishment.
If you ask any actual Philadelphian, they will tell you they don't frequent Pat's or Geno's in the slightest.
Oh, I agree. I believe you. Y'all are snobs. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness.
She said it.
Ishka Bibbles on me for you. We're going to change this narrative for sure.
She said it, not me. Amber W. Sports on Twitter, myself, at Peter Burns ESPN. We've been talking about the chaos that is Kyler Murray and all of his different clauses. The independent study has been removed from the language of the contract. The Arizona Cardinals removed it late yesterday. Other news that came out, DK Metcalf got paid cash money. He could have the Ishka Bibbles or Bubble Guppies or whatever you just called that cheesesteak. He could actually have it flown in Mega Million style, as he got $72 million, 58 of it guaranteed. And now, why that's interesting, DK Metcalf has the same agent. Torrey Dandy is his agent, is the same agent that Deebo Samuel has, who's been waiting for a deal. Remember, he asked for a trade. He has not got that yet. They figure out they're going to get him paid. And I think DK getting his money, being a second-round pick along these numbers, makes it pretty much what Debo's going to get. I would say it's going to be a pretty similar style contract, Amber, and that's great news for Trey Lance, who hopes to take a next step, and he has to have Debo on that roster if he wants that to happen.
Yeah, I thought that the holdup with the Deebo Samuel deal was Jimmy Garoppolo, because I thought that they needed to wait to figure out what was happening with that $27 million from Garoppolo that would be on their books if he started week one. I spoke with Nick Wagner on air, who covers the 49ers. He said that that's actually not the case, because they could go ahead and structure a contract beyond the season, obviously, with Deebo, and they don't have to worry about what's happening with Jimmy Garoppolo's money. It's coming off the books anyways, even if he was to play for them this season, which clearly he's not going to be. And so I thought that was interesting, because then I'm thinking, well, what is the holdup with Deebo? You're clearly going to have to pay Deebo, and you can't let Deebo walk. What are we doing? Deebo certainly helps Trey Lance. So if you're moving on to a new era, let's keep Deebo Samuel. Maybe they were waiting for the DK Metcalf deal from Debo's camp. You know, maybe it's Deebo's camp that was saying, hey, we're going to take our time and be patient here. We know he's a hold in, meaning he's showing up to training camp. He's not playing right now. I would imagine now that DK's deal got done, so will Deebo's.
So this is huge, and I'm glad you brought that up. Amber Wilson, Peter Burns here for on KJ. The idea that Torrey Dandy, the agent, probably looked at this and said DK is, I think, a little bit of a higher level wide receiver. At least the production has proven that, although Deebo does different things in that offense. But that Torrey could look at it and go, Deebo, I need you to hang tight, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the better of my two wide receivers paid, and then I'm going to use that as leverage for you to use that footprint, that blueprint, to get you paid. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have pretty much the same deal, and then all of everything comes into place. Why that's important? For Trey Lance, who needs to have that monster season. In fact, listen to what Lewis Riddick had to say on First Take yesterday about Trey Lance.
As much as I love Jimmy G, he will be a distant, distant memory. And San Francisco will be hoisting Super Bowl trophies again. I went so far as to say this. We love to pick dark horses, right? I picked Trey Lance as my long shot to win the MVP this year. Ooh. In a manner in which, the same way I said it about Patrick Mahomes when he first burst onto the scene in 2018. This kid is a unique, unique individual in the way he is wired and the athletic ability that he possesses. Do not bet against him. I think he's going to surprise some people.
What I love about that, and listen, is a dark horse pick, right? He's not claiming that he's going to win it this year, but when Lewis Riddick talks, people listen, okay? And so for me, I look at this, and the reason why that was so successful, Amber, is because they treated the first year for Trey Lance like a redshirt year. It was Jimmy Garoppolo's team. You're going to get a little bit of looks. You're going to come in as a backup quarterback, and we're going to bring you along. And I think that was the smart play for the 49ers at the time, and I think it's going to be huge for the development of Trey Lance, rather than, you know, trying to throw him in behind and he's just not quite ready, and all of a sudden the game's too big for him.
Trey Lance is in the right situation. He's in an excellent situation. Is he any good, Peter? Because I have no idea if Trey Lance is good. I've hardly seen him play in the NFL. I can't pretend. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I tuned into North Dakota State football, because I didn't. And I understand that the numbers looked good in college. I understand that he stood out. He also stood out in a conference that included, again, North Dakota State. So let's keep that in mind. I don't know what it looks like, is my point, as a starter in the NFL. I have no idea if Trey Lance is good. I know in terms of quarterbacks that I don't know yet if they're good, he's in one of the best situations, right? I don't know if Justin Fields is good. I don't feel confident about the situation he's in. I don't know if Trevor Lawrence is any good. I feel more confident this season about the situation Lawrence is in than this past season, but I don't feel nearly as good about the situation that Lawrence is in than, say, a Trey Lance. So yes, Trey Lance finds himself in a very good situation that he gets drafted to a very good team and sits behind Garoppolo for what you're calling a redshirt season. I still don't know if he's any good, though, and that is going to matter here no matter who is around you.
I'm fascinated by what you said because you talked about it. You don't know how good Trevor can be and how Trevor Lawrence with the Jags and how good Trey Lance can be. But here's why it's important.
I saw a lot more of Trevor in college than I did Trey.
Right, but so if Trey Lance has success, you could completely change college football. And what I mean in how the NFL draft works. So what I mean by that, if Trey Lance sat on the bench for a year behind a better team and he succeeds, you know what's going to happen? The next Trevor Lawrence, the next overall number one pick of the draft that seems like a no-brainer coming out of the draft is going to have a choice to make. Do I want to be Trevor Lawrence and be the number one pick of the draft and go to a really bad team that might stunt my growth? Or with name, image, and likeness and how much money I can make in marketing, then Trevor Lawrence would have made, what, $10 million easily in name, image, and likeness. If Bryce Young, who just won the Heisman, has $3 million, Trevor Lawrence would have made 10 because of the amount of just love and hype behind Trevor Lawrence and how many years he had played. At what point does the name, image, and likeness aspect of college sports help out to where the next Trevor Lawrence says, you know what, I don't want to be the number one pick of the draft. I don't want to be the number two. I don't want to be the number three. But I like going to the fifth team with the draft because they have a damn good offensive line and they can win right now. Or that's a team I've always dreamed about being, an Atlanta Falcon. Okay? The Falcons are drafting 16. Well, guess what? I already got $10 million in the bank. And I want to go to this team or whatever right. It is. I think that's
where you're more willing to leave the money on the table, even though you know you'd be leaving it some on the table, depending on your draft position on your rookie deal. It's the Eli Manning effect, I guess, because right. How would they control that? I mean, they're not going to not be good in college. That would cost them their NIL deal. So they're still going to go after the Heisman. They're still going to be excellent in college. How would you control then being the fifth pick instead of the first pick if you showed out in college and were excellent? The only way to do that would be like an Eli Manning type move. We talk about it every year. We talked about it with Burrow. He didn't end up doing it. And by the way, ended up being the right decision for him not doing it. I feel like we talk about these quarterbacks doing it. None of them actually end up doing it.
It's going to happen sooner or later. Arch Manning might be one of the first people to actually do it here in a couple of years if he has a successful career. She is Amber Wilson. You can follow her on Twitter at Amber W Sports. You can follow myself at Peter Burns ESPN. This was fun, Amber.
This was fun, as always.
I was worried with no mustache if I was going to be able to bring it home, but we did it.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.